Good morning. This is another day that God has spared our lives to see Him. This is the word of the Lord, Psalm 19. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. This is the word of the Lord. Father, may you bless the reading of your word to our hearts, for your dear name's sake. Amen. O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to thee all praise and glory be. How shall we show our love to thee, who givest all? Thou didst not spare thine only Son, but gave him for a world undone. And freely with that blessed one, thou givest all. Father, this morning we lift our hearts and our minds and our eyes to thee, dear Father God, knowing, dear Father God, that you are awake when I go to sleep, you are awake, and when I wake up, you are awake. Father, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that your mercies, they are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Father God, this morning as we contemplate on Psalm 13, Father, there are times when, Lord, we feel that you have forgotten. Father God, there are times when we feel that you have not answered. But, oh dear Father God, let us be assured that when you say, call unto me and I will answer, that, dear Father God, you are God who keeps your word. You neither fail, you can never fail, dear Father God. Lord, even that songwriter could pen, Jesus, never fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my Jesus, he will never fail. Father God, sometimes, Lord, I believe that, Lord, all of us and those who are listening and who are under the sound of my voice, dear Father God, may have sorrow in their hearts, dear Father God, that they may have sorrow in their hearts daily. There may be something that is just bothering them, or some things that are just bothering them, Lord Father God. Maybe they feel, dear Father God, that their enemies, whoever they are triumphing over them, and they are exalted over them, dear Father God. I pray, dear Father God, as they read verse 3 that says, consider and hear me, O Lord my God, lighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Father God, sometimes the troubles may be so burdensome that person sometimes will say, I may as well die. But I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that whoever is listening right now would recognize that earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they would recognize that nothing is impossible with you, that all you're asking them to do is to take your yoke upon them, Lord. Your word says, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest to your soul. Father God, I pray that they will take their eyes off of their enemies and lift their eyes upon to you, dear Father God. Take their eyes from staring down at the ground, dear Father God, that is just solid and there is no way out. And I pray that they would lift their eyes unto the hills from whence cometh their help. Their help doesn't come from the hills. Their help comes from God who made heaven and earth. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that, dear Lord Jesus, they would hold on to verse 5 of Psalm 13, and when the psalmist could say, "But I have trusted in thy mercy, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation." Father God, your word tells us that we must rejoice in the Lord always. And the psalmist concluded by saying, "And again, I say rejoice." Should we rejoice when things are bad? Yes, we should. Should we rejoice when things are good? Yes, we should. Should we rejoice when things are uncertain? Yes, we should. Your word instructs us to do that, dear Father God. And you would never give us commands that we cannot do, because your word says your commands are not grievous. They're not hard. Father, the problem is us, dear Lord Jesus, because we are disobedient. But I pray in the mighty name of Jesus today that we would cast all our disobedience upon you and walk in faith, walk in truth, dear Father God, and say, as the psalmist said in Psalm 13, "I will sing unto the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." What a mighty God you are. And so this morning, as we bring our families, our children, our children's children, our cousins, dear Father God, our friends, our prayer partners, dear Father God, our enemies, dear Lord Jesus, those who rise up against us without a cause, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we cast all our cares on you, Father God. We bring those, dear Father, who are suffering, Lord Father God. We bring those who don't have any friends, Lord. Let them know that they can sing with assurance, "What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and all our griefs to bear." What a privilege just to carry everything to God in prayer. For oh, what peace we often forfeit, and oh, what needless pains we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You are interested in everything, Lord, in everything you are interested. And I pray, dear Father God, that those who are crying out to you for whatever, Lord, dear Father God, that they would believe, they would trust, they would, dear Father God, understand that you, dear Father, know the way to the wilderness, and all they have to do is follow. So I pray that each one will have a wonderful, wonderful day. And if they do not know you as their personal Lord and Savior, that they would believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be eternally saved. That they would trust you, dear Father God. That they would call upon you and you will answer. And that they would bring their burdens and lay them down at the feet of Jesus. We thank you today for them, Lord. And as they go out today, whether driving, walking, biking, dear Father, cycling, dear Father God, riding a train, whatever, dear Father God, wherever and however they travel, flying or whatever, Lord, that you will be with them. I know you will be with them, but let them recognize that you are right there, and all you're waiting for them to do is to acknowledge you in all their ways. Dear Father, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and may God bless you richly. May you trust God with all your heart and know that he cares. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen and amen.